The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, I believe today is our last day on Hilchos Matan Tanim, which we started right after Sukkos. So nice fitting thing to end on. We are in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches. Olam, so these are the final halachas about tzedakah. We did yesterday the supporting the members of your household supporting the aniyim by making them members of your household. So he says, "La'olam yitchok is in Yudchas. La'olam yitchok adam atmo v'yizgalgil b'tzar light start l'bios." Person should always literally pressure himself, press himself, and literally make himself roll in suffering. Okay, we'll see what that means in a second. And not need people. So let's look at the Makbili. He says, "La'olam yitchok v'kulei tov shis tapik b'muat." Better for him to be content with little. V'yinahel es atmo mibli lahakbid, and conduct himself in a manner where he doesn't care. He's not makbid. Al matzava hakasha, on his harsh situation. Better to do that mishi is dakik labrius than to be dependent on people for tzedaka. It was the final halachas in tzedaka. Or all right, so. The Chachamim advised, saying, better to make your Shabbos like a weekday and not need people. And Makbili says, so better that you forego Kavod Shabbos and eat regular food and wear regular clothing than to become dependent on people. Even if you are wise and honored, and you become poor, you should be involved in craft and a trade. Even a degrading profession. Okay, like he says, Makbili quotes the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah Nazirus Dalat Hey. Minuvelas is meluchlaches ubilti nikia, dirty and not clean. Okay, not only is it dirty, but it's also not clean. Okay, I think like back then, like like a tanner, like in a tannery, that was like one of the most disgusting things. Or like I think they talk about the picking up nevelos in the on the street, like picking up like animal carcasses to like use their skin for like or their whatever for other stuff. He says mutav lifshot oros hanevelos b'shok, better to skin the skin of like carrion in the marketplace, v'lo yomar la'am, and not say to the people, chacham ani, I'm a chacham, v'gadol ani, I'm great, v'kohen ani, I'm a kohen, parnasuni, give me a livelihood, v'kach tzivu chachamim, and that's what the chachamim advised. Okay, now obviously we went through the whole sugya last year about like the people who are in positions of being rabbis and chachamim and dayanim, and like being supported, and a whole controversy about how like, Rambam comes out very harsh against those people, but like he was dependent on his brother. And like the question of like how to work out, also if things are different nowadays. So Ayin Sham, listen to those shiurim if you want to go over those things. Okay.
Why does this not apply to Hanukkah? Or does it also apply to Hanukkah?
About like if you can't afford near Hanukkah? Right. I assume it does, right? I mean, you mean there he says you should beg at the doors, and here he's saying you should not beg at the doors?
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, my gut is to say that begging at the doors to get money to buy a specific mitzvah object is different than like as a plan or as a lifestyle. This seems to be talking about how you conduct yourself in terms of your like general way of living. But it's a good question. There might be more on that. And the Bashuk is B'makam Tziburi in a public place. Shehi Malacha B'zuyah V'yosef. So in other words, you're doing this like degrading thing publicly, not just like in private. G'doli HaChachamim, the great Chachamim, or the greatest of the Chachamim, Hayim Mehen Chot Ve'etim V'nosei HaKoros V'sho V'hamayim Laganos V'osei HaBarza V'hapechamim. Okay, so they were hewers of wood. They were people who carried beams. Sho V'hamayim, they were water drawers. For the gardens, v'osin ha-barzel. Okay, you know what that is? They made barzel. Is that a degrading thing? I mean, I guess it's still work that you do with your hands, but I don't. That seems to be in a different. And pecham. I mean, pecham is like coals, I think.
What do you mean, barzel?
Barzel is iron or metal, of some sort. I don't know why that's a thing.
Well, it's dirty.
True. I guess what I'm assuming is that making barzel is more of like a This is totally an assumption on my part. You would need like an apprenticeship type thing. Whereas these other things I can see, like, you know, they like hire like daily, you know, like, you know, anyone who's available. I don't know though. Velo shalu min hatibur. They did not ask for money from the tibur. Velo kiblu mehen kishenasnu lehem. And they did not accept it from the tibur when they gave it to them. That's another interesting thing also, right? Like up until now, I can understand if you're going around asking people for money, that's one thing. But if people are wanting to support the chachamim and they don't accept it, then that seems to be a different, to me, like that's like a different, that indicates something different, you know? That's like sonim matanos yichya, that someone who hates gifts will live.
Well, that was something you said that you have to do that though.
No, right. It was something that they did do, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. It might pay to go back and read some of those Rambams about taking public support in a little while. I do want to finish today though. That was it. Okay, fine. Next. Anyone who does not need to take money from tzedakah, umarames am benotan, they deceive people and they take. Eno meis min hazikna achit start labrios. He will not die of old age until he becomes dependent on people. In other words, he's trying to pull this ruse, and he's going to end up needing people. And the Ram Makbili here says mida kenegan mida. I don't know if this Ramam is quoting an actual like application to this case. Let's see, 2:6 in Avos 2:6 is. Oh no, I think that's just the mida kenegan mida thing. I don't think that's talking about our case. Yeah. Okay. So he knows he will end up becoming dependent on people. This is included in the phrase, accursed is man who trusts in man. Okay. Actually, we should read that. Because this is a big thing in Bitachon, Yud Zayin He. I think, so what I want to do is I want to quote the Avram Ben Aramam, but I don't think he's available on here. So I'm going to quote the Radak who says the same thing. Yud Zayin He. Yud Zayin in Yirmiyahu. Hey, okay, so it says, Ko Amar Ad Hashem, thus says Hashem, Arur HaGever Asher Yivtach Ba'Adam. Cursed is the man who places his trust in human beings, Vesam Basar Zro'o, and makes human flesh his strength. Umin Hashem Yisur Libo, and removes Ashar from Hashem. So I think the Radak there, so it sounds like it's saying if you trust in a person, then you're accursed, right? Then you should be cursed. But the Radak says, Umin Hashem Yasur Libo. It says, Ki im lo yasur libo me Hashem. If you don't remove your heart from Hashem, Eino ra im yiftach ba'adam, she has rehu. It is not bad if you trust in people to help you. V'tiye kavanaso ki be'ezras hakel yuhal ha'adam lazar lo lezulaso. And your intent is that through God's help, then people are able to help you. So in other words, that, you know, I think the Avraham Ben Aramam says, like, every, you know, son, you know, relies on his father for a livelihood. Every patient relies on his doctor. Like, it's not saying you should not trust in human beings, but it's realizing that human beings are only, you only are able to trust in human beings, and human beings are only able to do good because God allows it and God facilitates it. So your real trust is in God, not in the human. The human being is just a conduit. And the mashal I give, which my Chavrusa Levi came up with, is, I know I've said this in Tehillim Shir before, but like, if you, let's say you worked really hard, you beat a video game. So you take all this credit and you're like, yeah, like I beat the game. If you just realize like, oh, if the person who's programming the game had just designed the level to be a little bit harder, put more obstacles or like tweaked it, you wouldn't be able to beat the game. And if you made it easier, you'd be able to beat it even easier. So it's kind of like, yeah, you did put in your Bechira and your work, but it really is up to the one who designed the program that you're interacting with that is really the cause of your ability to like win. So that's Hu Hanosin L'cha Koach La'asos Chayil. God gives you the ability to make wealth. And when other people help you, you're not really relying on them per se. Really, it's because God enables them to help you. You're really relying on God via them, you know? And the way that Avraham Ben Aramam expresses it is he says, if it didn't say these three words, four words, Umin Hashem Yisur Libo, then all human beings would be cursed, you know, because we all trust in other people. So it's Davka, you're only cursed if you remove your heart from God. So that's the pasuk he's referencing. This is another interesting thing. Anyone who needs to take tzedakah, and he can only live if he takes tzedakah, like if you're old or you're sick or you have these afflictions, and you make your, literally you puff up your mind, you make yourself haughty, and you don't take, you're a murderer. Okay, so that's a strong statement there. Umischai benafsho, and you're liable for death. Not halachically that they kill you. The ein lo b'tzaro ela avonos b'chatas. And the only thing you're going to get for your suffering, I don't know what he means. Ein lo b'tzaro ela min avonos. Kishu mitztar ein lo nana min hatzdaka. Your suffering is only a result of your own sins. Yeah.
I don't think that's hyperbole because it's literally the case where if you don't take, you will die.
Okay. I mean, in some cases, yeah. Right. I don't know, Bal Yisurin, I don't know if that means like lethal, like terminal illness, Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Then you are Shofak Damim. Yeah. And again, Shofak Damim in halacha is, Rotseach is if you like actually do the act of killing. Shofak damim would be like, in the cases he gives in Hilchos Rotseach Mishmiras Nefesh, let's say like you throw someone into a pit and take out the ladder, or you put someone in front of a wild animal, or like you're able to save someone and you don't, or you hire hit, all these like indirect ways of killing. So that's a shofak damim. So that's pretty bad. Yeah. Oh, and Rama holds shofak damim in lo chelik alom haba. So that's even worse. Okay, so if you need help, ask for help. I know that's like broader than what he's saying, but like, this is like the actual point where you cross over into murder territory. Okay, and then he says, so the same point Yosef made, because you're literally endangering your life. And anyone who needs to take, so let's say you need to take, but you cause yourself suffering and you let things get dire. Okay. V'chaya chayit sa'ar kedei shelo yatriach al tzibur, and you live a life of suffering in order to not be a burden on the community. So what's it going to be? What's he going to say? Eino meis min hazikna ad shifarnes acher mishelo. So that's a good thing. Okay. In other words, you're going to die of old age only after being in a position to give others parnasa. Okay, meaning like you're going to become wealthy enough to give people parnasa. But all of va'alkiyo tibo nemar baruch ha'gever asher yiftach b'Hashem. That's the other side of these psukim. So it goes on about the guy who removes his trust in God. He says v'haya ka'arar ba'arava. He'll be like a tree in a parched wasteland, I think. V'lo yira ki yabotov. He will not see when good comes. V'shachan charerim ba'midbar. Eretz melecha v'lo seishiv. He'll dwell in, I don't know what this means. He'll dwell in Haririm. Parched places in the wilderness, a salt land not inhabited. Okay, but then, Baruch HaGever Yisher Yivtach B'Hashem. Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem. B'haya Hashem Yivtachon. God will be his, Hashem will be his security. B'haya Ke'etz Shasu Almayim. He'll be like a tree planted alongside water. V'al Yuval Yishalak Shar Shav. And it'll send forth its roots to the streams. He will not fear when the heat comes. His leaf will be verdant. And he will not worry in a time of drought. And he will not cease producing fruit. So that's a good thing. And that's when you trust in Hashem. Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. So you can't let it get too bad to the point where you're endangering yourself. But if you were letting it, like, you're basically making tzedakah a last resort. And I'll give you an example of this. I can't help but think of this because of when he said about make your Shabbos a chol and don't need people. I think I've told this story in this setting. One of my very first Shabboses I spent in Far Rockaway, I was making the mistake of like going to Cedarhurst on an Erev Shabbos, which was just, really crowded. And there was this woman asking for tzedakah. And I didn't know any better. Like, I didn't know that there were people who were like scamming, like scam artists. I don't know if she was a scam artist, but she was asking for tzedakah. She said, please, please, give me tzedakah. So I gave her tzedakah. And then she said, please, I need more for my my baby who needs diapers. So then, okay, I gave her. And she said, please, I need a new dress for Shabbos. Now, here's the thing, okay? Halachically, there is a situation where I would be chayav to give her a new dress for Shabbos. What would that situation be?
She's naked.
Okay, well, definitely if she was naked, right? She became poor, right? If she was used to, like, if she was on the level where she was used to either getting a new dress for Shabbos or even wearing a dress for Shabbos, and she couldn't afford that, then halacha, hilchos tzedakah say that even psychological needs, and I would provide her, we should provide her with that. But it's not ideal. In other words, the Rambam is saying here that that's not a praiseworthy thing. And what you should do is you should wear normal clothing rather than be dependent on people. Okay. And again, this is before I knew that we have a system of shtar and like making sure that you're actually poor so you don't steal from other poor people. It is interesting, by the way, that here, I'm sure he talks about this elsewhere, but here he does not talk about, he says, Marame is a brios, where did he say it? That you are stealing, you're tricking people. But I think there is a category of gozel anin, which I just want to see if he actually uses that phrase in Hillel's tzedakah, where you don't need tzedakah, but you're still taking, and you are, you know, stealing from the poor. Masnos anin. And let's see here, gozel asanim. So we did not do this parak. Mish eno maniach asanim lalaket. Oh, this is relevant to Shavuos. Someone who doesn't allow the poor to glean. Oh, shehu maniach es echad umaneh es echad. Or he lets one person glean and he prevents another person. Oh, shesayeya es echad mehen al chaver. Or he helps one over the other. Harizeh gozel asanim. He's stealing from the poor. Also asr la'adam laharbit ari. What? You can't get a lion and have a lion crouch by your field. We get to b'sok sadeo in your field. Kadeshi yiru anim b'yivrchus, that the poor people get scared and run away. Is that like a figure of speech, or did people actually like hire lions like to protect their fields? That's crazy. Okay, and then also later on he also says, if you leave a basket under the gefen when you're picking grapes, there's this thing parrot hakarim, which is the grapes that fall when you're harvesting. The aniyim are allowed to take those grapes, but if you put a basket under there so that you like catch all of the grapes that fall, harizeh gozel asanim. So I find it interesting. He doesn't quote that exact phrase in our halakos about if you trick people, you know, because you would think that you are stealing from the aniyim.
Well, so say first, how do you not manage something specifically the poor person otherwise?
Say again?
You don't know that member specifically or even the poor person on the horizon. So it could just be that the rich person now has less.
Could be, but I mean, I don't know. If you're going around collecting from door to door, I don't know, presumably the average Jew is gonna have money that they're willing to give to tzedakah, and there's gonna be a certain quantity of it. And if you give to, you know, this person, you know, I think practically you are stealing from a Niam. Okay, and that is Baruch Rahmana Desayan, right? Blessed is the merciful one who helped us, which is how the Rambam ends the sections. Okay, good. So we finished Matos Niyim. I guess we'll see about, Yosef's not going to be here tomorrow. I don't know what Chaim's state is going to be. But if we want to do just something, tomorrow's Wednesday, so you should be right.
Sure.
No, tomorrow we're doing Rebbe Zucker. Yeah, okay. All right, so we can... I'm open for ideas about what we do
for
tomorrow.
Thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that might be.
Yeah, and you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to look back at the where the Rambam writes the letter about. There used to be, you know, there still is a practice of people standing up for the Seres HaDibros when it's read in shul, and the Rambam holds you shouldn't do that. And I wanted to go back and revisit that shuva. That's like a 15-minute thing.
Yeah. I was
hanging out with the Rishon. Oh yeah. Basically, that shuva from the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
It was,
so
it was
then,
like him answering a question about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. All right. So then maybe we could do get into that also. Okay.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.